The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Het. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, t'nehenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Bet. And we are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Just to get into this sugya over here, we had a machloket between Abaye and Rava. Is a person allowed to be somech? Which means he wants to, let's say, dig a bore directly against the border of his friend without. His friend didn't build a bore yet, dig a bore. The Uven has a bore he wants to dig first. So since there's no other bore on the other side, so Abaye says you can actually go up to the border and build the bore. When Shimon is going to build his bore, he has to be marhik, 6 tefachim. According to Rava, no. Shimon might build the bore. So therefore you have to put your bore 3 tefachim away from the border, just in case Shimon builds his board. So the machloket is when you're starting initially to build the board, Abaye held you can go right to the border, the first guy, and Rava says no. Now the Gemara is going to ask a host of questions on Abaye and Rava back and forth. The language of the Gemara is according to Abaye mutar l'smuch. Smuch means you have to go to the border. And Rava says asul l'smuch. You cannot go to the border. Comes Gemara now. Tashema. Sela haba biyadayim. Sela haba biyadayim literally means it's a type of earth that is very, very soft. That when you just pick it up with your hands, it crumbles. Right? Crumbling earth. Called sela haba biyadayim. Ze chofer boro mikan, veze chofer boro mikan. Ze marchit shlosha tefachim. Besad besid, v'ze marchit shloshat tefachim, v'sad besid. Oh, so you see clearly that each one that comes to dig his board has to move the board 3 tefachim away from his neighbor and put limestone on the side of his board in order to protect that it doesn't leak into his friend's area. So you see that what? That each guy that comes to build the board has to move it away from his friend. So that's a question against Abaye. So Gemara answers, "Babi Adayim Shani." It's different because this over here, the land is very flaky land. It's very comes to pirunim, comes into pieces. The land. Babi Adayim Rashi Karka Rach. It's a soft land. Mitkachesh me'elav. So even Abaye will agree, on land like this, you have to move it away. When did Abaye say that you can be sumech? That's a regular land. But on land like this, it's Babi Adayim, that it's a soft land like that, that's mitporer. So therefore, he agrees that you have to be move away. So the Gemara says, Udakari la maikari la. Which means, what was the one that was asking the question, what was he thinking? Which means, it's such a pashut answer. The Braita said, Sela haba biyadayim. It said clearly what type of land we're talking about. So why did he even think to ask the question? Wasn't the answer obvious? That's udekari maikarila. The one that asked, What was he thinking when he asked the question? The answer is right in front of him. So Gemara says, "Babi yadayim itztarichale." No, he thought that Babi Adayim is just an example, but Hu Adin, all Karka, there's no difference. The reason why it chose Babi Adayim, Salka Datach Amina, Kevan de Babi Adayim, Liv'inami Ravchat Tafeh. I would have thought that maybe land like this, that's mitporer, maybe it needs even more than three tefachim. Because since the land is a type of soft land like that, I would have thought maybe three. So therefore, kamash malan, that only three. But who are the regular land also? She's the one that was asking a question, didn't think that the land of Babi Adayim was dafka. Who Adin you always have to go three tefachim away, even on regular land. So why'd you pick Babi Adayim land? The land that's mitporer in your hands, it picked up because you might have thought you need even more than three tefachim, because it's such a soft land. So therefore, he asked this question, and the Gemara answers, no. Babi Adayim is dafka. That only Babi Adayim land, according to Abaye, do you have to move it away three tefachim, but regular land, no.
No.
That, again, that's the Gemara. I'm explaining the havamin of the question.
When
the Gemara. The Gemara, when he asked the question, the Gemara, the rabbi asked the question, saw Babi Adayim. He knew there was a special type of land. So what are you asking? The Gemara asked a special type of land. Nah, who I need regular land. The reason why I chose Babi Adayim to tell me, even Babi Adayim, you only need three. Oh, but you still see, you have to be marhik. And the Gemara's answer is no, Babi Adayim is dafka. Dafka Babi Adayim, you have to be marhik, but regular land, you don't have to be marhik at all. So comes the Gemara and says, good, so we answer that question. Tashema, this is a proof, a question from our Mishnah. Marhikim et hagefet ve et hazebel ve et hamelach ve et hasid ve et hasela'im mikotlo shel havero gimel tefachim. Or sad besid. What do we say in the Mishnah? You have a wall. Guy has a wall. Shimon has a wall. Reuven has a pile of gefet. Gefet is the leftovers of the olives. After they press them, all the pits and all the refuse of the olives. Or you have zevil, that's regular garbage. Or melach is salt, or seed is limestone. Or these special rocks that have fire that come out of them, the flint. So what do you see from all these things? You have to keep it away from your friend's wall. Why do you have to keep it from your friend's wall? Because these items, they have like haval that comes out of them. Certain type of gases that come out of it. But Barah says, It has to stay away. You have to keep it away from your friend's wall, three tefachim, in order that you don't damage the wall. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Gemara says, or sad besid, or you put limestone on his wall, and by putting limestone on his wall, that already will make sure that these items do not damage the wall. Anyway, the Gemara says, ta'ama de'ika kotel. Ah, the only reason why you have to be marhik because it's the wall. Haleka kotel somech. Smash up, there wasn't a wall over there. You could put these items all the way to the border. So that's a question against Rava. Rava held, you cannot put items next to the border. There you see clearly, only because there was a wall over there. But if there was no wall, you could even put it up to the border. Question against Rava. Umar says, lo. Kileka kotel nameh lo samich. Even if there was no wall over there, you wouldn't be allowed to go up to the border. You wouldn't be. So why did you pick the case of a wall then? Right? These items are bad for a wall. You didn't know that. Really, you wouldn't be allowed to put it next to the field either. But stam the hadush is that when there's a wall, these things are damaging to the wall because since they let off exhaust like a fumes, so therefore the fumes are going to be damaging for the wall. But Hu Adin, you cannot be sumech either. Tashema. מרחיקים את הזרעים ואת המחרישה ואת מרגליים מן הקוטש לוצ'ת תפחים. Our Mishnah again. We said you have to, when a guy is plowing his field, let's say, he has to plow three tefachim away from his neighbor's wall. Or let's say, when he's planting, he has to plant three tefachim away. That's the zerayim. And the meraglayim. Meraglayim is the urine. He has to make sure that it's three tefachim away from the wall. Talamad, ika kotel. Only because there's a wall. But if there was no wall, he'd be able to go right up to the other guy's field. So you see that why you're allowed to be somech. That's a question against Rava. Rava says, lo. Kireka kotel nameh lo samich. Even if there was no wall, he would not be allowed to go up to the field. So what do you tell me in case of kotel? Hakamash ma'lan dematunta kashe lekotel.
That these things over here are moist. The moisture is bad for the wall. The beraglaim obviously is moisture. Even the seeds, I guess, when you're planting, there's water. And when you're plowing, you're bringing up the moisture of the land. So these, the moisture is going to damage the wall. That's Tadush. But what didn't want to be able to go next to the guy's field either? Tadush is that when there's a wall, it's also damaging. Good. So we're answering all these questions.
Tashema, we learned in our Mishnah. Ve'et arechayim shlosha mina shechav shehen dalid mina rechiv.
Remember we said that you have a millstone. You have the upper stone and you have the bottom stone. The bottom stone is wider than the top stone, which is narrower. Anyway, we said that you have to keep the millstone 3 tefachim away from the wall. It's actually 3 tefachim from the bottom stone, which is 4 tefachim away from the top stone, because the top stone, I said, is narrower. But anyway, it says you got to keep it away from the wall. Here we go.
Tama di ikakotel,
only because there's a wall.
Ha lekakotel samich.
But if there was no wall, you'd be able to go up to the border.
Ah, question against Rava. Lo, ki lekakotel name lo samich.
Even if there's a wall, cannot be somich.
Ben amai kamashmanan, akamashmanan, de tria, kashe lekotel. Tria is
the banging of the millstone.
Vibration,
exactly, which means when the millstone is working, it vibrates. So therefore, the hadush is that that's dangerous for the wall. That's not good for the wall, because it's going to cause the wall to come down. But who at din, you want to be allowed to put it next to a field either?
Tashema, all
questions from our Mishnah.
Ve'et ha-tanur shelosha min ha-kalya she'en dal min ha-safa.
You're not allowed to put an oven next to the guy's wall, right? The oven, you have two parts. You have the top part of the oven, you have the lower part of the oven. The top part is narrow, and the bottom part is wide. The bottom part is 3 tefachim away from the wall, which the top part, since it goes narrow, is 4 tefachim away from the wall. But the point is, you got to keep the oven away from the guy's wall. The
Gemara says, "Tama de ikar kotel,"
only because there's a wall.
Al de ikar kotel samich.
But if there was no wall, you would have to go all the way up to the border.
Lo, ki de ikar kotel name lo samich.
Even if there was no wall, you would not be allowed to go to the border.
Ela mai kamashmalan, hakamashmalan dehavla kashela kotel.
Teach me that the heat that comes out of the oven is bad for the wall. But what did you want to put yisomech as well? So you have no ra'ayah. So again, all these cases in the Mishnah, it's not only a wall. It's just a hadush of all these cases. Teach me that it's dangerous for the wall. But what did if you put a stam against the field?
Tashema, lo yiftach adam. Hanut shel nachtomim.
A guy shouldn't open up a bakery. Hanut shel nachtomim.
Veshel sabaim.
Sabaim is a dyer, right? He dyes a material.
Tachat otzaro shel chavero.
Under the otzar of his friend. What's otzar of his friend? Let's say the guy on the top floor, he has storage of wheat or oil or wine. Because the fumes or the smoke that comes from the guy in the bottom is going to damage the guy's otzar on top. Bakery has a lot of smoke, obviously. Even the tzabaim, they're cooking the dyes. So it causes a lot of smoke to go up.
Velo refet bakar.
Nor should the guy open up a barn downstairs where the guy upstairs has wheat or oil or wine. Because the smell of the barn is bad for the upstairs guy.
Oh, tamad ika otzar.
It's only because the guy upstairs has a storage of these items. But if he didn't have anything upstairs, he'd be allowed to put it down. We sumech only because you're damaging the guy's wheat and things like that. But stop, if the guy didn't have anything upstairs like that, you'd be allowed to.
So comes again and says, no, dira shani.
A dwelling is different. What does that mean? Look at the fourth one in Ashi.
Hanut verefet bakar diratan shel adamin.
These places, whether it's a store or a barn, it's considered a guy's dwelling. Which means even Rava will be lenient in this case. Rava says, we cannot tell a guy where his dwelling is that he has to move away from his friend. Only way he's going to damage directly, like when the guy has an otsar on top, he has this wheat and oil and stuff like that, then you can't put it there. But stam, if you don't have that stuff up there, you could live. You can't tell a guy where his dwelling quarters are to move away. Which is Rava was only mahmir that you have to move away from your friend's item. Is stam when you're putting damaging items that can cause a board or things like that. Mashaker, a dwelling. The dwelling is only going to be asur, whether it's a store, he considers a dwelling. That's only going to be asur if it's going to damage directly something upstairs. Mm-hmm. You have a wheat upstairs, bar, whatever, oil, wine. But if it's not going to be a damaging directly like that, which means he doesn't have what's up, so even the Rava will be lenient that you can put your dwelling downstairs. Yamara says, I'll prove it to you from the Lashon of the Braita. The Tani Ala, because it says clearly on this Braita, Imaitar Refet Bakar Kodemet Leotzar Mutar. Clearly. If the Refet came first, then he's allowed to keep it there, even though the guy puts the Otzar there after. So you see, but you don't have to move. Which is, in all the other cases, it was not like that. In all the other cases, Rava's Deen was, even if you're coming first, you got to move. Rava's Deen was, you're putting the board first, you got to move the board 3 to 5 away. Here, he clearly says, if you're putting the refet first, you're okay. And Otzar comes after, you don't got to move anything. So you see, this is a different case. This is a case of a dira, therefore there's no deen of moving. Right? Look at Ashi. Diktani ala. Look at Ashi. Diktani ala. Da'i imaita refet bakar kodem et Otzar. If the refet came before the Otzar, mutar. Ubkulu shar harhakot. But all the other cases, we said what? That no. That the first guy's got to move away. Normally the first guy, Kotel, has got to move away. Here we know. You come first, you're good. So you see, obviously this case is different. Tashema. We have a Braita. Is it a Braita? No, it's actually a Mishnah that's coming up. Lo yita adam ilan samuch lasadeh. Okay, a person shouldn't plant a tree next to a field. Ela im ken hirchik memenu dalet amot. Unless he puts the tree for amot away. Now she says the reason is kedem farish tama kedem avodat kerem. You gotta leave 4 amot for work that the guy'd be able to work his vineyard. Shayu chorshim kerem b'machrisha. They used to work the kerem, the vineyard, with a plow. V'chen b'shagat abatzir botzrim otam b'agalot. And when they used to collect the grapes in the time of the collecting season, the harvest, they would use wagons. So they got to get wagons into the kerem. Right? Which means, don't plant trees up to the border, because the guy who's working the vineyard, you got to leave 4 amot open in order for him to get his plows in, or his Agalot's wagons in order to collect the fruit. So that's the deen. Okay? Lo yita adam ilan samukh lasadeh shel havero. 4 amot. V'tani ala dalet amot she'amru. The 4 amot that we said, kedeh avodat hakerem. That's in order to give him a chance in order to put his plow or to put his wagon over there. So you need a place that's open for amot. Oh, so the Gemara says, "Tamad mishum kedei avodat hakerem." The only reason why he can't plant the trees on the border over there is because the guy who has the kerem needs an open space over there to get his machinery in there, to get his mahrisha or to get his wagons. Halav mishum kedei avodat hakerem sarich. But if it was not for that reason, he'd be allowed to put the trees all the way to the border. Oh, so you see what? You're allowed to go up to the border of Afagav the Ikashir Hashim. Even though from the tree, what comes out of the tree? Roots. And the roots, the kamaske, the roots gonna damage. So you see, taking away the kerem factor, if it was a regular field, you'd be allowed to put the trees up to the border. Aye, what about the damage that it's gonna cause? So you see, it's a question on Nava. Nava said, you're not allowed to be somech. What do you mean? But it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, we're talking about there's a big rock underneath the ground. So therefore the roots are not going to go across. When there's a rock underneath the ground, it blocks the roots. So therefore that's why Nava will agree in this case over here.
You can go up to the board because no damage is going to be caused. Gemara says, Tashema. They have to change the Gersa over there. Haya gader bintayim. Let's say you had a wall between your friend's field. Mamash, it was a wall, a fence, a wall between the two fields. Haya gader bintayim. Ze sumech le gader mikan. Veze sumech le gader mikan. Look at Rashi the case. Gader bintayim. She'en mazik od la avodat hakerem. Which means, once you have a wall in between, so it's not going to damage. Each guy will work on his side, so you can plant your trees up to the wall. Zeh somech idanot legeder mikan, vezeh somech idanot legeder mikan. If there's a wall between the two fields, so then the deen is, he can go up to his wall. Everybody can go up to their wall. Or, like we learned also, that when you have a wall, you don't have a deen of kilayim. Let's say one guy's planting wheat on one side, and one guy's planting grapes on the other side. You got to be careful. You got to keep four amot away because of a kilayim factor. But if there's a wall between the two fields, there's no deen of kilayim. So the Gemara says, so what's the Gemara's question? Haya gader bintayim, zeh somech legader mikan, vezeh somech legader mikan. That you're able to go up to the border itself. Oh, so what do you see over here? Oh, so the Gemara is actually proving that we're talking about such a case. Because you have a wall. Just like we said above, you have a rock underneath the ground, so the roots are not going to go across. So similarly, like we said, if you have a wall between the two fields, so it's also not a problem. You can go up to the, you can plant up to the fence. And he could play. You have no problem of what was? I just want to review. What was the issue? You're worried about. Normally, I got to leave 4 amot away. Why? Because when the guy's going to do the plowing, so that you got to give him room to for his plows to go into his kerem, and you got to give him room to for his agala, his wagon to collect the grapes and at the time. So that's why normally what? The neighbor's got to move away 4 amot to give the space so the Maharisha has a space to go through. But if there's a fence, so then it says he doesn't have to worry. You can go up to the border. What's the logic if he goes up to the border? Haya gader bintayim. If there was a gader between the two, of course, I guess, what do we worry? We worry about the now, the guy's plow will stay on his side. It's not going to go over the border because there's a fence. It won't damage. So therefore, you put the fence up. He plants up to his fence. This other guy won't have to worry. He could put his mahrisha without damaging the other guy. Oh, so what do you see? So zeh somech, vezeh somech. Now, what about the roots? The roots are going to cause damages only because you have a wall. So you see, a wall is like a rock. So we're proving it that because you have a mechitza in between, that's why it's permissible. But if not, you would be asur because we're worried about the roots that are going underneath the ground that are going to cause damage to his neighbor's property. Yeah, but we have a question from the sefa. Hayu sharashav yotzin mitoch shel havero. If let's say the roots were going underneath the ground, the guy planted his trees up to the fence, whatever, up to his friend's field, and the roots were going underneath the ground. Ma'amik lem shlosha tefachim kedo shelo ya'akev ha'machrisha. He's allowed to root them out. His neighbor is allowed to dig 3 tefachim into his ground and pull out the roots, because your roots are going into my field, and now when I'm plowing, it's going to damage my plow. So he can dig 3 tefachim in the ground to pull out the roots. What do you mean? You told me there's a rock underneath the ground. How did the roots get there? If you're learning the case talking about where there's a rock underneath the ground that's blocking the roots, what's the case here? There's no case where the roots got to the other side. How did the roots get to the other side? Hagi kamar. Ve'ilav tsunma. You got to read the Mishnah like this. If there was no tsunma, if there was no rock, והיו שאלה שאב יוצאים לתו של חברו, מעמיק שלושה תפעים, כדי שלא עקב המחרישה. Right. If there's a rock, you have no problem. But if there is no rock over there, then you got a problem. Then if anything, guys, allowed to go 3 to 5 down in order to take away the roots that are going to block the machreisha.
Good.
If there's no rock, and the guy be isur went up to the border. If there's no rock, go to the bay, not to go to the border. He went to the border. He didn't listen. So then the other guy on the other side is allowed to plow up the ground 3 tefachim to pull out the roots. Again, if there's a rock, there's no problem. Even the Bible said go up to the border. Because the roots cannot go to the other side. You're not damaging anybody. And if there's no rock, he's not allowed. But let's say he did. So the other guy on the other side of the fence, or the field, can pull up the roots. Look at that sheet. She says that clearly. Look at that sheet. The ilav tsunma. Right, he planted there illegally. Then he's allowed to plant that up. So we'll answer all the questions for Rabbah. Tashema. What does it say in the Mishnah? You have to move the tree from the bor 25 amma, because the roots go all the way to the bor underneath and they're going to ruin the bor. So you're planting a tree, you got to make sure it's 25 amma away from the bor. Ta'ama di'ikabor. Yeah, that's all because there's a bor there originally. Ha'lekabor samich. Oh, but if there was no bor, you can go up to the border. Ah, question on Rava. That's what Rava said. Even the first guy that's coming, he's got to be careful. Lo, ki'lekabor name lo samich. Even if there was no bor over there, you still got to go to the border. Right? The hadush is that when there's a bor, the shur is 25 amma. Really? Even if there was no bor, he cannot go to the border. So what do you tell me in case there was a bor there? No, the hadush is how far you have to go. The hadush is when there's a bor there, that the tree, its roots go out 25 amma, that is able to damage. If that's the case, emma sefa. I'll bring you a question from the Sefer. V'im ilan kadam lo yakutz. Ah, if the tree came first, so then he doesn't have to knock down the tree. V'im ilan kadam. Let's say the tree came before the bor, right? So then, if his tree came first, he doesn't have to knock down the tree. V'ide lo samich hechi mashkachat la, which means, what's the case? The case must be talking about that the guy went up to his border. You have the tree up to the border. Now, there was no board over there. Now what happened? The guy put his board next to it. Now, how did he get the tree there in the first place? Must be he was somech. So you see that what? If the tree came first, then the board came, so he doesn't have to knock down his tree. Doesn't have to take him. I came first, I was good. Must be he went up to the guy's field. And must be that was legal. Look at Nashi. Nashi says, "Yachet ema sefa ima ilan kadam lo yakutz I lo samich ichemeshkaatdu da ilan kadam vishelo kadin samach amay lo yakutz mali bor kadam dektari kotzet so my shna ilan kodem netana lo yakutz." Which means, why are you telling me that if the tree came first, you have to take it down? Must be talking about a case that even though you were so mechzen, doesn't matter, it's mutar. And now even though the guy put his boar next to it, so you're good. What do you mean? I thought you're not allowed to be sumich. You told me, the hadush was a boar. Because 25 amma. But who had you cannot be sumich at all. What do you mean? From the end of, it's not much right there. From the end of the bright, with Mishnah, what does it say? That if the tree came first, you don't got to uproot your tree. Now, what's the case the tree came first? The tree came, you were sumich it to your friend's property. I came first. Now I can leave it there. Now, when you put the board over there, you cannot tell me to chop down my tree. Why not? If you're not allowed to be somech, you should have to chop down your tree also. Why lo yakutz? The Torah says, no, kedamara papa belokeyach, hachaname belokeyach. You know what the case is talking about over here? He sold him the field. Meaning, what happened? He wasn't somech. Guy had a tree. The tree was far from the board, like Rava says. Now, what happened? He has his tree there. He sold his friend now half his field. So now his friend ends up owning the field right at the border where the tree was. So in that case over there, when he planted it back there. I didn't plant it at the border. He planted it far away. But when he sold his friend the other side of the field, now all of a sudden the guy's owning the field on the border. Then the Gdin is to keep the tree there. Because since when you planted the tree, it was away from the border. Now, when the other guy buys it, he cannot force you to pull up the tree. But when you planted the tree, there was the proper distance. Look at Ashi. Adam shenata ilan betoch sadehu. He planted a tree in his field, not on the border. Ve'akach machar chati sadehu le'isha achir. Then he sold half his field to another guy. Ubalukeyach. Now the buyer came. Ve'hafar bor. He dug a bor. And the sarich lakutz ilan shenata brishuto. He can't. The bor guy can't tell. Hey, cut your tree. That's ruining my bor. Hey, fella, when I planted my tree, I was good. Since he sold it after, it turned out to be on the border. That's not my problem. I planted a bit there, so it's not an issue. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, now we get to the final proof. Okay, let's go get this case good over. Okay, let's get to Gemara's next case. Tashema, it's actually a Mishnah later on. Marhikin ita Mishnah min hayarak. Okay, one step at a time. Mishnah is what? Mishnah, as she says, is ma'im sheshorim bo et hapishtan. Flax water. The water that you soak the flax in. So you got to move that away from the vegetables. What's the vegetables, as she says? That's from the, let's say, the kruv and the shumin. That's the garlic and the kirishin. All right, different quests, things like that. You have to move the mishnah away because it damages. This water smells, the water, the way you put the pishtan in, it's going to damage the vegetables. Okay, what's the next case? Veta kirishin min abisalim. You have to move the kirishin, that's the karti. Okay, kirishin, karti is like the leeks, the gourd, whatever they call it, the leeks. So kirishin, you have to move it away from the onions, because they're going to ruin the onions. Veta chardal. Hardal is the mustard seed from the devorim. Devorim is from the bees that make honey. What's the problem with that? So that she says, she'ochlim et hardal. They're going to eat the mustards. So let them eat the mustard. What's the problem? I don't know. They're damaging. No, it's too spicy, the mustard for them. Umehaded et pihim, and they're going to end up eating all the honey. You don't want them to eat the honey. You want the honey for yourself. So therefore, the bees are going to eat the mustard. It's going to be too sharp for them. They're going to end up eating their own honey. And then what's going to cause the damage? All right? Now, the Gemara says, Ta'ama de'ika yarak. Here we begin now. The only reason is because you have to move the mishnah, let's say in the first case, is because there's vegetables next to it. Ha'leka yarak samich. But if there was no yarak, you could put the mishnah really up to the border of your friend. A question on Naba. And Naba's rule is, I don't care if you're first. Even if you're first, you have to be marhik, because you have to anticipate what the other guy's going to do on his side. But here you see, no, only because there was a yarak there first. But if there was not a yarak there first, you can go all the way to the border. Gemara says, lo, ki leka yarak name lo samich. Even if there was no vegetables there, you cannot be sumich. V'akamash ma'lan, dahani kashu ahadadi. Right? The hadush of the Mishnah is that these things are damaging. You wouldn't think that putting a Mishnah is damaging to vegetables. Kamash ma'lan, that it is. That's all the reason why it's telling it to us. So Gemara says, Hi-hache ema sefa. Oh, if that's the case, I have a question from the sefa of this Mishnah. Rabbi Yoseh matid behardal. Okay, Rabbi Yoseh was lenient when it came to the Hardal case. Why? Which means, according to Tanakama said, the guy with the mustard is damaging. Now he's damaging the guy, therefore he cannot put his mustard next to the honey, next to the bees. According to Rabbi Yoseh, no. He's matir b'chardal. Mepneshiachot lomar lo. Because the guy with the mustard seeds could tell the guy with the bees, "Ad she'ata omel yarhek hardalcha min diborai." You're telling me to move my mustard from your bees, harhek diborcha min hardelai. I'll tell you the same thing. Move your bees away from my mustard. שבאות ואוכלות לגלוגי חדלאי, because it's eating my it's eating my mustard seeds, it's eating the perachim, it's eating the leaves of the mustard seed. So therefore you're just as much damager as I am. Okay? That's Rabbi Yosef says. Now, comes the Gemara and says, V'i de lo samich. And if the case is talking about you were not somech, hechi mashkachat la, what's the case? This question needs to be understood. Here's where all the Pirushim come over. What's this question? Gemara showed me a shita of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, no, when it comes to the mustard case, both damaging. You're damaging me just like I'm damaging you, therefore I don't got to move my mustard. So the Gemara says, V'i de lo samich. The case must be talking about where he went up to the border, otherwise you're not going to have a case. Look at the top Rashi. V'i de lo samich. V'i lo samich ine shezech lemetzar chavero. אפילו בשאין שם דבר ניזוק אית לרבי יוסף, which means must be the case was talking about where the guy with the mustard went first. He put his mustard up to the border. Okay, now the Deborim guy came and he put his Deborim over there, and now he's coming to the mustard guy and saying, hey, get out of here. These mustards are damaging my bees. And what does the Rabbi Yosef say? No, the mustard guy can tell him. Same thing, which means normally we say what? According to Rava, let's say. Rava would say, hey, you cannot put your mustard on the border. Because bottom line, you got to be marhik. So the mustard guy's got to move away. But here, what does the Rabbi Yosef say? Because it's saying that the Devorim guy claims against the mustard guy, and the mustard guy claims against the Devorim guy. Now, that she's understanding it must be, the Gemara say, must be, he went up to the borderline, initially the mustard guy, and normally we say, that's a claim, you went up to the border, you got to get out of here first, and still what does the Biyose say? Yeah, doesn't matter, even though I came first, I can go up to the border, and when you come, you cannot kick me out, because I wasn't marhik, because you're damaging me just as much as I'm damaging you. Look at Rashi. V'i lo samich ini shezek lemesar chavero. If he didn't put it to the border, afilu b'she'en sham davar nezo, before there was something there that to damage it, it le Rabbi Yosef, v'ilu shnei mazikin, and hechi meshka'a lad l'smok chad minav b'resha are chavero ma'akev, which means, how did the mustard guy put his seeds there first? Must be he was allowed. Otherwise, his neighbor would have stopped him initially. Must be initially when he put it there, it was permissible. Look at the wise man. Nedat Abaye, I'm explaining to you what the Perushi was. This Rashi is very short. They elaborate, they explain it. Nedat Abaye. Right? This is all Abaye talking. Nedat Abaye, Suvesh Mutal, is small. Right. According to Abaye, he says you're allowed to put the items up to the border when there's nobody there yet. Right? When there's nobody there yet, Abaye holds you kaput. The whole mahloket was when you're the first guy. There's a board there already, then everybody says you have to be sold, you have to move away. The mahloket Abaye and Rabbah was when you're the first guy. The Uven's coming first, there's nothing on the other side. Abaye says go to the border. Rabbah says, marhik. According to Abaye that says you can actually go to the border when you're the first guy, nitan nefresh ha-mishnah oseket b'mekreh ha-shebaal ha-devorim samach techirat devorav le-metzar. That's the way he explains it. He explains it differently than I just said. The bee guy came first. The bee guy put his bees up to the border first. Kota beye mutar. There was nothing on the other side. There was no mustard seed, no nothing, no problem. Ulachar mikin, because gam balachadal lesmoch. Then the mustard guy came along and said, I also want to go to the border. Ubaze orar Rabbi Yosef. And that Rabbi Yosef came along and said, Shemutar lebalachadal laasotkin. That the mustard guy can do that. Ve'eno sarik larchik. Why? Shechen yachol u'leton lebal ha-devorim ad shata omer li. Before you tell me to move, you move. Ve'ayinu sho'il ve'af atam mazik kemoti. You're just as damager like I am. Ve'en cha sarik larchik mepne shesamachta techila afani lo archik. Which means, you don't have to move, I understand, because you were first. But I don't have to move either now. Because bottom line, you damage me just as much as I damage you. Understand the logic of the way, understand the Rabbi Yosef? The B guy went first.
By him going first, automatically he doesn't have to move, because I was first. The mustard guy then can go up to his border, according to the Biyoseh, and have a claim and say, what? Just like I can't make you move because you were first, you can't make me move either, because you are just as much damage to me than I am to you. You're right. Your going first benefited you that I can't kick you out. But it's not strong enough that you came first and you're able to tell me that I can't come to the border either, because you're also a damager. Good. Ulam ledaat Rava hasomesh she'asul lesmoch. According to Rava, you never have this case. It's asul to put anything to the board, even if you're the first guy. Never asamuk lemetzar. En efshrut lefaresh ela shebao ba'la chardal u'ba'la devrim lesmoch bebatahat. Must be the case you're talking about where they came simultaneously. The chardal guy and the devrim guy came together. Let's say, I want to put my item here, I want to put my item there. Osh samakat mem shalopish. Oh, one guy did it wrong. The mustard guy came first, or the devonim guy came and put it against the border wrongly. Now, the other guy can tell him you have to move away. So the only way you could explain Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's deen was what? That both guys could tell each other, I'm not moving, you can't force me, you can't force me. What's the case? It's got to be where he had a right to go to the border. So the devonim guy went to the border. Right? Now the mustard guy says, Baruch Abba, I can't stop you. You're first. I can have to move you away. But you can't move me away either now, by the way. Because just like your claim is, hey, your mustard is damaging my devorim, I can say that your devorim are damaging my mustard seeds. So therefore, according to this, you see what? That the case must be talking about where you're being somech. So therefore, it's a question against Rava. The only way you can explain this machlok to the Biyoseh and Hakamim is when the guy actually went up to the border. Otherwise, the Biyoseh can only make sense if it's talking about a case where you're going with the Dina of Someka according to Abayim. So if that's the Gemara's question, Rava, how could you learn this Mishnah? The only way you can learn this Mishnah to make sense of the Biyoseh is talking about where he actually went up to the border where you were Someka, and you don't hold that you can be Someka. So how are you going to learn this over here? Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Papa Belokeyach. Like we answered above. The case is talking about Belokeyach, she says, Achar She'asa Zim Mishra Betoch Sadeu. The guy, let's say, put his flax water in his field, let's say. Because there's three cases, by the way. O Zera, or he planted his Kenishin. O Zarasham Hardal. Well, he planted whatever his mustard over there. And when he planted the mustard, it was far. He put it in the middle of his field. He wasn't somech. And then while he sold the other field to the guy next door. Now when he sold the other part of his field, now all of a sudden it became close. So now he wants to put his devorim there. So the Biyoseh holds that you cannot tell the guy to move your mustard, because you're damaging just as much as me. But the case is talking about where he didn't put it on the border initially. Again, he put his mustard seed in the middle of his field. Was he allowed to do that according to Rava?
Yes.
Of course. I'm first. Normally, if you're first, Rava says, you got to be careful. I was careful. I put it in the middle of my field. And what happened then? He sold after the field to the other guy, the next one. Now it turned out it became close. So just like the B guy cannot force the mustard guy to move, according to the Biyoseh, because I planted the beheter, right? But the mustard guy cannot stop the B guy either from going planting right there, because the B guy can say, you're damaging me just as much as I'm damaging you. So therefore the case of his reverse now. The mustard guy was first. The mustard guy was first, planted the beheter. Then the sold his field. Now the big guy wants to come along. The hadush of the Biyoseh is he can go plant his bees there. Put his bees there. What do you mean? You're damaging my mustard. Yeah, but you're damaging my bees. So therefore, quote Rabbi Yosef, since they're both damaged.
The Papa is saying an answer to the question. Number one, he's saying, is the Baal HaHardal was Somech Tehillah. The Mustard guy was Somech Tehillah, and not like we learned above. We learned it was Somech Tehillah. We learned that they went up to the border. No, he didn't go up to the border, therefore, it was allowed. So Gemara is going to ask these questions now. Wait, Gemara is going to ask all these questions. So Gemara says, "E belokeya." Oh, so it's talking about we sold the field. "Mai ta'ama derabbanan," which is, what's the reason of the rabbis? Well, what's the question? Rabbi Rashi there? No. "Mai ta'ama derabbanan," which means the rabbis come along and say that the mishra, the guy with the flax, or the guy with the kirishim, or the guy with the mustard, if he put it beheter, why does he got to move? The rabbis claim is what? The mustard guy's got to move. Why do I got to move? I was beheter. If you're learning the case like this, now we got to send all the shittot now with clarity. The case talking about, I planted my mustard beheter. Correct? I was in the middle of my field. Now I sold it to this guy. Now the guy puts honey there, the bees. What does the Hakamim say? Mustard guy, you're out. Well, why mustard guy, I'm out? I was here first. And I was beheter. So Hakamim don't make sense if that's the case. Now, the odd, my tamad Rabbi Yosef. What's the logic of Rabbi Yosef? Afilu mishra v'yarkan nameh. Which means, not only in the case of the mustard, but even in the case of the flax, the two cases, and the yarak, right, with the vegetables. In those cases also, he should have argued on Hakamim, that what? That he doesn't have to move. We, just like Rabbi Yosef says, the mustard guy who was there, beheter. There's three cases, by the way. Why'd you only argue on the mustard case? You should have said the flax guy was also, make the case with the flax, same case. The guy put his flax in the water in the middle of his field, then sold after the field to the next guy. Just like, you, for whatever reason, we don't know, for whatever reason, Rabbi Yosef is saying, the mustard guy's in the good, so the flax guy should be in the good also, and the vegetable guy did. Why did you only argue on one case? Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avina, Kasavri Rabbanan, Ala Mazik Larhik Et Atzmo. Okay, rules now. The damage has got to move. I don't care who was first, who was second. I don't care, you were beheter. You put your mustard in the middle of your field, you're good. Now you saw the field, circumstances changed. Now we look, who's the damage over here? The mustard guy is damaging the honey. The mustard guy is damaged because the bees are eating the mustard, they're getting burning, they're eating the honey as a result. You're the damager, Hakamim, oh, the damage's got to get out of the way. Oh, so the Gemara says, oh yeah, Michlal derbi Yosef Savar ala nizak larhik et atzmo. Must be that the Rabbi Yosef argues, and he said, no, not the mazik has to get out of the way, the nizak's got to get out of the way. The nizak is the one that's getting damaged. Oh, if that's what he holds, Iyal nizak afilu mishra v'yarkaname. Again, then it should have been, even in the case of the mishra, the right, the flax water, and the case of the yarak, he should have argued on Hakamim as well, and say that what? That nobody's got to move. Which means, just like you told me, the mustard guy doesn't got to move, so the other two guys also don't have to move. But he only talked about the mustard guy. Which means, if Rabbi Yosef is holding, obviously, listen, the damage, you don't got to go nowhere. The guy that's getting damaged, he's got to go out of the way. Right? So therefore, the Chaura, you should have said all three cases. The mustard guy doesn't got to go anywhere. The Mishra guy doesn't got to go anywhere. The Yarak guy doesn't got to go anywhere. So Gemara says, Ela, le'olam Rabbi Yosef name ala mazik sfirale. Really holds like Hachamim, that the mazik's got to get out of the way. So what's the mahloket? V'achi kamar li Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. Tinach Mishra v'yerka. When it comes to the flax guy and the vegetable guy, I agree with you. Why? Dehani maskehane, vehani lo maskehane. It's one way damaging. The flax guy is damaging the vegetables over there. What do you call it? The garlics, let's say, right? So he's doing the damaging. So therefore, even though he planted, the thing is, he planted it better, and then he sold after field. And now he got to the border, but Bob, who's doing the damaging now? the guy who has the flax. So he's got to get out of the way. Because it's one-way damaging. However, Ela Hardalu Dvorim Tarvayu Maske Adadi. But when it comes to these guys, they're both damaging. Which means at least agree to me to the Hadal case. I also agree that damage has got to go out of the way. What's the damage over here? The mustard guy's damaging the honey just as much as the honey guy is damaging the mustard, because the bees are eating up the right? Comes again one and says, Virabanan. Oh, what do the rabbis hold? Devorim rehaldal no maskele. They say the bees do not damage the mustard. Why? Ibibinta. If you tell me because they're going to eat the little mustard seeds, no mashkahata, they can't find them. They're too small to find to eat them in the first place. Ibitarpa, if you tell me they're eating the leaves, hadar pare, the leaves grow back again. So there's no really damage. The leaves just grow back. It's not a permanent damage. And therefore, that's what Hakamim say, the mustard guy's got to move out of the way. So the this way of learning is what? Look what we did over here. We made a case where the guy planted the mustard beheter. To fix that Rava, there was no Sumech, he didn't put it on the border, because he cannot be Sumech or Rava. He put it in the middle of his field, he sold the field now it came on the border. Now the guy wants to plant his Devorim, that's where the Mahlokit is, put his Devorim. Rabbi Yosef says, nobody can really kick each other out over here, because they're both Mazik, and normally the rule is the Mazik's got to get out of the way. Who's the Mazik over here? They're both Mazik. See, one guy is not stronger than the other in this case. They both stay. Hakamim say no. The mazik over here is the hardal guy. The hardal guy damages the devorim because they're going to eat the devorim, and therefore he's got to get out of the way. Good. Kibzara says one more point. V'savar biyoseh al mazik larhik etatzmo. Oh, everything's nice. Only one problem. The biyoseh doesn't hold what you just said. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold that the mazik's got to get out of the way. That tenan, Rabbi Yosef Omer, afapisha bor kodemet leilan. Let's say you have a board already, right? Now the guy wants to plant his tree. What does Rabbi Yosef say? Lo yakutz. The guy doesn't have to chop down his tree. Sheze ofer betok shelo veze noteya betok shelo. Rabbi Yosef holds, even though there was a board there first, you can put your tree up as well. What do you mean now? But your tree is going to damage the board that was there already. Listen, I planted my tree on my property. You planted your tree. You have a problem. You want to get out of the way? Move your board. Normally we'd say, what? If there's a board there, hey, there's a board there. What do you do? We're planting a tree there next to the board. The Rebbe says, no. I don't care if the board was there. Put your tree. You're planting on your property? No problem. So what do you see according to the Rebbe Yosef? The onus is not on the mazik. The onus is on the nizak, the one that's getting damaged. Oh, so therefore, you can't learn like that then. Because if it's the one that's getting damaged, so we have to rehash the whole mahloket. Because if it's the one that's getting damaged, so then the B.O.C., there's three cases. There's the Kershinim, there's the case of the Mishnah, the flax, the water. There's the case of the Kershinim, the case of the Hadal. If it's the one that's getting damaged, it has to move. So therefore, the B.O.C. should argue in all the cases. The one that's getting damaged has to move, not the mazik. So Gemara says, "Ela le'olam, Rabbi Yosef, ala nizak spirale." Here you go. Really holds the nizak. Nizak's go. So really, according to this, you could put the mishra there, you could put the yarak there. So then, why is he only arguing on the mustard then? Again, according to Rabbi Yosef, is the mishra guy good? Yeah, the mazik could stay. The yarak guy, he could stay. And the mustard guy also could stay. Why do you only argue on the rabbis on the mustard? He should argue on all three cases. You hold that the mazik can stay. So why are you only arguing on the mustard case with the rabbis? You should argue on all three cases. Really, the B'yosef does argue on all three cases. But he was just giving his claim according to the shita of the rabbis. He was saying like this. Lididi, according to me, I hold all three cases, the damage stays. He planted beheter, see you later. The next guy, the guy that's getting damaged, your problem. All okay, don't you keep the case like that. He planted beheter, according to Ravad, middle of his field, sold it. Hey, you're damaging me. Hey, I'm going to be Yosef. I hold the damage stays.
The guy that's getting damaged, he's got to move. However, Ela Liditchus, Rabbi Yosef tells the rabbis, according to you rabbis, the Amritu ala Mazik, you all, the Mazik's got to get out of the way. Tina Mishra V'yarka, I understand why you tell me that the Mishra guy's got to go and the vegetable guy, the Hani Maskehani, Vani Lo Maskehani, because they're doing the damage. The Mishra does the damage, the Yarak does the damage to the onions. I understand why you're telling me. However, Ela Hardalu Dvorim Tarvayu Maskehadade, but when it comes to the Hardal, who's the Mazik? They're both being mazik, each other. Which means, I grant you, you hold that the mazik moves away. And I understand why you're arguing me on two out of the three cases. But on the Hardal case, why did you put the onus, the Hardal guy's got to move away? The Devorim guy is getting mazik from the Hardal just as much as the Hardal's getting mazik from the Devorim. The Rabbanan, Devorim, the Hardal, lo maskele. The bees do not damage the mustard. You know why? If it's eating the seeds, lo mashkachale, they don't find them. Ibitarpa hadar pare, and if it's the leaves, they'll regrow again. So therefore, the rabbis ultimately hold that the damage is what? One way. And therefore, the mustard guy has got to go. Now, let's just review over here before we go. Let's just make a review over here. Hachamim, just to make a clarity of this past sugya. Hachamim sovrim, sha'ala mazik l'arhik et atzmo. Rabbis hold, the mazik moves away. Therefore, in all three cases, the Mishnah, the Kirishim, the Hardal, the damager has got to move away. Okay, according to Rabbi Yosef, the mazik is not hayav l'arhik, because he holds the nizak's got to move away. Good. Therefore, the Hardal and the Devorim, there's another reason to be matir, because he holds the mazik each other. See, normally, the Nizak's, according to him, the Nizak's got to move away. But in the case of Hardal, who's the Nizak here? And they're both getting damaged from each other. Okay. Now, Abaye and Rava had a machloket. Let's review that machloket as well. Abaye and Rava have a machloket. She'asun l'smok tavar mazik l'reshut chavero. Right? Could you put something that's going to be mazik on the border of your friend? According to Abaye, if you're first, you can. According to Rava, you can't. That's why we're going to answer all these cases over here. Very good. Those are the base mahalakot. Abaye and Rava, and then try to fit them in with the cases of Rabbi Yosef and the Hakam. Amen. Amen.